Julie Galthorpe is in to help us all this morning and talking about family, stress, how do we manage it, strategies, parents and kids. And this time of the year, I think stress is at its highest going into the Christmas season.
Yeah, for sure, you know, because that affects so many things, whether it's finances or busy schedules, you know. And when it comes to how families manage stress, certain things work and certain things don't. You know, and according to the American Psychological Association, children learn how to cope with stress through modeling, which means, you know, monkey see, monkey do. So parents who use unhealthy ways to cope with stress, such as, you know, completely avoiding the problem because then just that just causes death. Causes it to escalate, or blowing things out of proportion, are likely to pass these kind of behaviors onto their children. And children who come from homes that have these type of coping strategies are at greater risk of emotional, behavioral, and even physical health issues. So that's kind of surprising. You know, we know that stress affects kids, but certainly chronic stress affecting all three areas of childhood functioning is real concerning. You know, and on the flip side, though, parents who manage stress using effective strategies have children who grow up and do the same. So research shows that children from homes where organization and communication are used to manage stress become better decision makers, which then makes their stress lower.
Isn't that interesting, huh? Alana?
I'm feeling like a failure right now. I'm just going to back away slowly.
You know, well, you know, families that respond effectively to stress typically have organization and routine, because at the end of the day, everyone knows where they are sleeping. You know, they know when they're going to eat, and they know the routine, you know. And I just... how important that is. I was meeting with a teenager this week, and she didn't grow up with her biological family. But when she visits her biological family and there's still younger siblings there, she gets very worried about how that lack of structure, you know, lack of, you know, organized sleeping arrangements, that chaos, and, you know, just not knowing when things are going to happen will affect her siblings as they grow up. You know, and I thought that showed incredible insight as to how environment affects development, growth, and education. So, you know, for many listeners out there, that's just a given, right? That routine offsets stress. And when children who grow up in disorganization, uncertainty, experience the effects of chronic stress, and they learn poor stress management. But as parents, we need to consider, even if we think that we're pretty good at managing stress through organization and communication, we need to consider how we're showing our stress, because that's how kids pick up on, you know, how stress affects adults and how they behave.
Well, I think, you know, I can only speak for myself, deal with stress, but if I get a good night's sleep, it makes the world a difference. And if I get to the gym a few days a week, that makes a world of difference. I mean, here's Alana with three young children. Her husband works. She's working. She's leaving the home at 4:30 to come to work. I can see the stress there. And it's not, is all stress bad, or is some of it could be good to make you get to the next level?
Well, that's the key. It's, you know, and I think just knowing Alana a bit, how she handles stress, you know, you work out regularly, you have some sort of routine that's happening, your kids are in extracurricular activities, which creates that structure. So, you know, if you're looking at stress, but you're not doing anything about it, and you just walk in the door yelling and screaming, you know, about what a bad day you had, and why is the house so messy? Those kinds of things are just going to escalate stress. But if you have a plan on how you're going to manage things, even if it's financial stuff, like you said, with Christmas coming, that you have a plan and you talk about it, that those things will offset that stress. So, and actually communication needs to be part of that routine, because that's the one factor that families benefit most from when it comes to research.
Okay, Julie, sounds easy enough, but with chaotic lives, what are the baby steps? Baby step into the organization, because once the snowball is rolling down the hill, you can't stand there and stop it. How can you baby step into this more organized, less stressful life?
Well, I think the first thing is to look at how you're living. So take notice of how you're managing that stress on a day-to-day basis. You know, I just said, do you walk in the door and just kind of explode and let off all that stress?
So what do? You walk in the door, the house is crazy, everyone's running around screaming. You want to say, what do you do?
Breathe.
Breathe.
A glass of wine.
No, you don't do that, because that, I know that is one of the go-to things in terms of unwinding, but it actually doesn't help problem solve anything. So, you know, that's why I'm saying take notice first and look at what's causing the stress. So if it is that you walk in and your entranceway is, you know, blocked with all this stuff, and it does happen in the winter for sure, but if that's the thing that you're finding to kind of trigger that stressful moment, take care of that. Like, organize things in a way that you know, allows you to walk in
people can
relax.
One piece at a time.
Put it away, boxes, right? Okay, everyone's got their little box.
I did that the other day. I did the, cleaned up the shoes, and then they cleaned up the counter, and every day I had a little assignment for Taylor and I, and we did it, and less stress. Look at me.
You look at you. You look so relaxed.
Thank you. Back in moments.